Thank you guys so much for tuning in today, being a part of our church. You're our friends. We love you so much. And want to tell you, you know, if you don't feel comfortable coming out to this during this time of the COVID threat, don't worry about it. We'll continue to post the messages here. We'll pray for you. Just let us know what your prayer needs are, and we'll definitely be in prayer for you. And I want to share to you the message that I'll be sharing with the church today. It's from, we're going to be in Mark 1 in just a moment, but the title of this message is When Kairos Comes Knocking. When Kairos Comes Knocking. And so I want to read to you from Luke chapter 12, verses 56, before we get to the book of Mark. And Jesus said this, kind of in a bit of just a point of frustration in his ministry with those who are following, who are listening to his preaching. He said, you know how to interpret the weather signs of the earth and sky, but you don't know how to interpret the present times. And Jesus used a word kairos there. And so we're going to be talking about kairos. And Jesus says it's so important to recognize kairos when you see it. You know, the Greek language has two words for time, chronos. That's where we get the word chronological. That's the tick-tock time, tick-tock, tick-tock. It's this, that calendar type of time. And then there's kairos. And kairos is a God moment. Kairos is God's timing. It's the moment where transcendence and chronos meet. And it just becomes such an incredible time in history, an incredible time in our lives. And it's so important that, for Jesus said, that you'd be able to interpret when kairos has come. It's an opportune moment. It's due season. It's this appointed time. You know, Galatians 4:4 speaks about chronos, and it says, in the fullness of chronos, a kairos moment happened. God sent his son. It's what we celebrate every Christmas. In the fullness of time, God sent his son. And in the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15, we find these words from the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. Later on, after John was arrested, Jesus went into Galilee where he preached God's good news. The time promised by God, again, the time, the kairos, Jesus said, these are red letters, Jesus is speaking this, the time, kairos, promised by God has come at last. The divine moment where transcendence and chronos meet is a kairos moment. The kairos promised by God has come at last, Jesus said, exclamation point. He announced the kingdom of God is near. Repent of your sins and believe the good news. And so Jesus is saying, here's a kairos moment. My ministry has begun. I'm preaching the gospel, the good news. Turn to God. Change your life and turn to God. Let me become the leader of your life in this thing called the kingdom of God. And so, if you would, turn with me to Romans chapter 13. And in Romans 13, we find these words again where kairos is mentioned in Scripture. Romans 13, verses 11 through 12. This is all the more urgent for you. You know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up. For our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. You know, in the word, it's there, kairos. Again, the kairos is running out. This God moment in time is running out. You know, let me read to you those words again. This is all the more urgent for you. Know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. You know, this is the time. Don't miss it. Scripture is saying, turn to God, respond to God, get closer to Jesus. Allow God to touch you and minister to you and bring breakthrough in your life. This is such an important time in which we're living. Today is such an important day. And so I want to encourage you, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Acts chapter 1 is such an important chapter for understanding kairos. in Chronos, Jesus used these words. And so I'll read them to you from Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. And this is after the resurrection, and the disciples are meeting with Jesus before his ascension. And the disciples come and speak to Jesus in Acts 1, 6 through 7. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, "Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? Has the time come for you to restore our kingdom and free Israel?" And Jesus replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times. The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times. They are not for you to know, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And so Jesus, in this very verse, uses both chronos and kairos. He says it this way: the Father alone has the authority to set those dates, that's chronos, to set the chronos, and the times, that's kairos. And so Jesus, he lets us know, he answers in this way, you know, it's not for you to know when these future events will happen, these future times, chronos, or these seasons, these incredible seasons of God's breakthrough and power, which the Father has fixed by his own authority, the meaning that the Father has kairos moments planned and will recognize them when they come, and we need to be ready for them, and we need to seize the moment when those kairos moments planned by the Father have come. So Jesus contrasts here earthly time with God's time. You know, God acts in his own season. After hearts have been prepared to respond to him, God knows just when to act. And we can have confidence. And I believe this time in which we live, this hard time in which we're experiencing right now, is preparation time for an incredible kairos moment when God is going to bring revival, when God's going to touch the earth, when we're going to see incredible things that we've not seen before in our lives. And God is going to move. His kairos moment is near. And so we need to be ready and seize the day when it comes, seize the moment when they come, those moments when they come. So think about with me God moments in Scripture. I think about God moments for blind Bartimaeus when he received his sight. What a kairos moment. I think about James and John on those beaches when Jesus called them, to them to follow him, and that kairos moment from God to come and follow the Savior of the world, the Son of God. I think about the kairos moment in the synagogue when the man with the withered hand, Jesus called him to the front and said, "Stretch forth your hand." And in that kairos moment, God healed him. You know, I think about the kairos moment for the Gadarene demoniac, and he's just in such torment and such pain. And in a kairos moment, Jesus sets him free. You know, I think about Mary of Bethany, and we talked about worship last week, and that kairos moment for her to display her extravagant worship to Jesus in that opportune moment. She seized that opportune moment. You know, I think about, you know, when the woman with the issue of blood who was sick for 18 years and Jesus was passing by, and that was her opportune moment to reach out and to touch him. You know, for Zacchaeus, the kairos moment was whenever he decided he heard Jesus is coming by. Here's the kairos moment. He climbed the tree. He wanted to see hope and action. He wanted to see Jesus, and it changed his life. And a kairos moment will absolutely change your life. And I want to ask you this morning, when did kairos come knocking at your door? Think about the history of your life. What were those kairos moments? Where did God show up when you knew that you needed him so badly and you just needed him to show up? Where did God show up? When did kairos come knocking at your door? I want to challenge you. Kairos is coming, and kairos will be knocking at your door. Be patient. Keep watching. Keep listening. God's on the move, and he's going to touch you. Kairos is coming. And so think about those times today as you worship today. Think about those Kairos moments in your life. When did God really show up in your life? When did you see him at work? You know, I think about my life. I think about giving my heart to the Lord as a boy in an old country church in that Kairos moment, and I heard the Lord's call to come and to give my heart to him. I think about the Kairos moment when I felt the nudging of the Holy Spirit to come and begin a relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit coming into my life, that's a Kairos moment for me. I think about the call to ministry, you know, to go and give your life to minister the Word of God. And that was a Kairos moment for me, the Kairos moment, go plant a church in the Cumberland, Maryland area. And that was a Kairos moment for me when Jesus called me to do that and on and on, even to start a ministry to help the poor in the Garments of Praise. And these are Kairos moments, and I believe now is the Kairos moment for us. And the world is in such a hard place. A Kairos moment for us could be the calling of God to minister in love to the people around us. And so that's such a call and a call to answer for us. Will we answer the call of love? And so I believe that Jesus is calling us. You know, I think about a Kairos moment from church history when Monica, Augustine's mother, she prayed and prayed for her son. She didn't see him changing. You know, she prayed and prayed and prayed, and it seemed that things got worse and worse. And in desperation, she went and fell at the bishop's feet, her bishop's feet, wailing and crying in tears, asking him to pray for her son. And he picked her up off the ground, grabbed her arms and picked her up off the ground and said to Monica, how could God say no to those tears in his time? And Monica took that as a prophetic word. And sure enough, it wasn't long before Augustine heard the voice of God, pick up and read, pick up the word and read. And Augustine picked up the word of God and he read, and he became a minister in the church. And each morning he would get up and read God's word, and he would hear from God in the word. And then he'd spend the rest of the day in the local village trying to live out what he read that morning. You know, it's not just right belief, but it's right action. And so Augustine would read in the morning, get a word from God, then go to the local village and live that out among the people. And it all began with a mother's prayer, intercession and tears. How could God say no to those tears? The love displayed in those prayers. So I encourage you, your prayers are getting through. God is listening. God is on the move. A Kairos moment is on the way, and we need to trust that by faith. You know, Ephesians 5 verse 15 uses the word Kairos. I love this section of scripture, and it says this in Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. I love those words, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. You know, right there, redeeming the time. Kairos means the right time, the opportune time, the God moment. It can be a window of time, but don't let it slip away. Redeem the time. Grab it. Take hold of it. Buy it back. You know, give everything you have to get it, that Kairos moment. You know, redeem the time, for the days are evil. And these days are evil. We're seeing people dying all around the world. We're seeing just such a disunity in our nation and hatred and anger. And I want to say this morning. God loves all people. No matter the color of your skin, your race, the scriptures tell us that every tribe, tongue, and nation will be represented in heaven. And God's heart is for all the nations, for all the races, for all the people of the world. And so let us be a people of love who redeem the time. In this evil time in which we live, let us be people of love who redeem the time and who love others and who walk in wisdom and faith and especially love. The world needs our love in this time. And so I believe that God is doing a new thing. I believe God is on the move. I believe God is at work in Hope Springs. God is challenging us not to just to walk out business as usual. God is challenging us that this is a new day, a new time, and that we need to respond in a new way, in faith and in love and in obedience to Him. And so I believe that church, as we press forward, is going to become a whole lot more simple. It's going to be a whole lot more just love-based. And it's going to be a whole lot more, I believe, concentrated on what God wants to do in this time and season. And so I believe it's a new beginning. It's a Kairos moment for our church. And pressing forward, we're going to see God do amazing things. And so I believe it's also a new time for our nation. It's a time to begin again, a fresh start. It's a new time for our world. And God, He loves all people. And God's getting ready to move in such a dramatic way. So don't let this Kairos moment slip away. I want to read just a couple more scriptures to you today in closing. So Hebrews uses this word Kairos in chapter 14. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. And this is talking about Jesus as our high priest. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. It's amazing. Jesus was tested and tempted in every way you are, so he knows what it's like to be human, and you can go to him with your struggles and with the things that you're battling. In verse 16 it says, so let us come boldly. That's a powerful word. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, to the throne of our gracious God, and there we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. We'll find grace. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. When we need it most, there is a form of the word Kairos, Eukairos, E-U, and then the word Kairos, Eukairos. It's a form of the word Kairos. When we need it most, in the opportune time, at the appointed time, when we really need that God moment and we've come boldly and we've cried out for God's help, this idea of prayer and the God moment are linked. And God will show up when we need it most. We can count on that. That Kairos moment will come as we come to God's throne boldly in prayer and intercession. And that moment, that Kairos moment will come. I love that. At just the right time, God will come. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Or I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 1 and 2. As God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. For God says, at just the right time, Kairos, I love this. At just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. The right Kairos is now. The time of opportunity has come. Would you like to place your faith in Jesus today? This is a Kairos moment for you. If you've never placed your faith in Christ, do it today. it's an opportune time. This is the day of salvation. Now is the time, Scripture tells us, to come to Jesus. He's given His all for you. You know, all things are created through Jesus, we're told. So He's created you, and He's given His life on the cross. He died in your place to take your sins upon Himself so that you could be saved and redeemed and brought into the family of God. So Jesus, not only has He died for you, but He's created you. And so I challenge you, the story that God has written, the plan that God has for your life, it all begins with the Kairos moment of inviting life Himself into your life. Life with a capital L into your life. And the story begins when we give our hearts to Jesus. You know, He's been at work in our lives all up to this moment, but there's something new and fresh that God wants to bring into your heart in this Kairos moment. Would you pray with me to receive Jesus if you've never done that before? Lord Jesus, would You come into my life? Would You save me? Would You become the leader of my life? Would You fill me with Your Holy Spirit? I'm sorry for the things I've done wrong. I pray for Your guidance moving forward, and let me live my life for You. You're the author and the finisher of my faith. And so I worship You, and I invite You to come into my heart in Jesus' name. And if you've done that, you've become a Christian, and you become a follower of Jesus, and now discipleship begins, and He wants to lead you on. So begin in the book of John, pray just as Augustine prayed, read it each day, and then go live it out in your village, in your place, where places that you go. But I want to encourage you, if you've prayed that prayer, you've been born again. Life with the capital L lives in your heart and in your life. So we need to know that there's a promise of new beginnings. You can start over. It's a new season. A new season is on the way. I want to encourage you, keep watch, keep your eyes open, be in prayer. Jesus said we need eyes that see and ears that hear so that we can discern the times in which we live. And so we need to seize the moment. We need to seize the Kairos moments all around us in this time. It's a unique time in history. And just challenge you, what if Kairos is knocking at your door? And I believe this week you're going to see Kairos moments. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears attentive. You know, what if Kairos comes knocking this week? So God bless you. I want to pray for all those listening. Again, if you don't feel comfortable coming out to church just yet, you can be the church from where you are. Be a minister of love. You know, we did a whole series on the priesthood of all believers. You're a priest, so be the church. God is with you. Let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for my friends who are listening, God. I pray for fresh power. I pray for fresh faith. I pray that You would speak to them in the Word. I pray that You'd speak to them daily from the Word, and that they could go live it out and see how beautiful and how powerful it is. And we thank You for this day that You have made. We want to rejoice and be glad in it. So I pray for a fresh filling of Your Spirit for all those listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You can find more details about our ministry at www.hopespringsonline.com or on our Facebook page. And thank you so much. God bless you.